We're scheduled to have Dr. Tom Cowan on, and we're trying to track him down. I don't know what's going on. We had to reschedule because of all the problems we had, so maybe we had to mix up or whatnot. I really don't know.
Hope he didn't have a flu shot and have complications.
I don't think that he
gets the flu. Well, there was two people at where we go had took their older vaccines, and boy, they wish they didn't. They're feeling bad. Their whole shoulder hurts, achy.
Who's this?
Wanda and her husband.
Oh, Wanda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Wanda from Houston. This is a different Wanda.
Yeah.
What happened now? Tell the story.
It was a couple of weeks ago. We were met up with them in the big city.
Yeah. The big city around here. Yeah.
It's got about 50 people in the big city.
Yeah.
And they're all lined up for their flu shot.
Well, the CBS, they would give you money.
$5?
They would give, I mean, I don't know if they're still doing that.
She was bragging about it.
They'd give
me and my husband got our $5.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, well, for what? Oh, we got our flu shot. I said, you did? When'd you get it? Oh, about 3 days ago. And she goes, oh, I wish we didn't. You know, I can barely move my arm. I can barely move my shoulder. You know, I said, why did you take one of those things, you know? And the husband said the exact same thing. I can barely move my shoulder or arm. I hurt all the way down from my shoulder all the way down to my hip. Now, I don't know what's going on there. I never heard those symptoms before, but I'm 100% sure it happened from the flu shot.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what she said.
Well, maybe she's delusional.
Yeah.
She's delusional. That can't happen.
Right.
That's impossible.
All those people on YouTube, all the mothers.
Yeah, impossible.
Them, impossible.
Do you?
And she was blaming you.
She what? Blaming me? What's she blaming me for?
I said, Danny's always talking about don't get those. I never heard him say that. I said,
oh my gosh,
Wanda, where you been?
All the time am running my mouth about
it. I know we are. How she missed that, I don't know. I wish you guys would have told me earlier. I wouldn't have got one. Now they would have got one probably.
Is this one? This is Wanda with long hair that lives somewhere. She lives somewhere around here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And her husband. That's the first time I met her husband though.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what confused me.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're having a little.
We're all confused over here.
But this is
typical.
But these kind of stories matter because, you know, it's not just us sitting here talking or guests or whatever. These are real life situations that we're seeing more and more of.
Yeah.
Wow. And so did she get sick, like, or just felt?
Oh, yeah. She's fever, achy body. I mean, she's tender. She's just a touch that is so tender, and it hurts all her whole left side hurts. She didn't know what was in that. She's asking me, what was in that shot? I said, I don't know.
You don't want to know. Yeah. You don't want to know.
All I know is I'd never take one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting for Tom Cowan. Todd, are we making any progress, or are we just going to have to go without it? No, not even a sniff. Okay, well, see what you can do, and then we'll go over there. Well, we can take calls. Can we take calls while you're still? Okay. So we can take calls. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, please, obviously, we need your help here with programming.
Yeah. Everything's monked up here. We have no news.
I have no more jokes.
Yeah, no jokes.
This is jokes.
So we're winging it.
844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening, please give us a holler.
I got something.
You got a story here. You did have a
story.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be quick today. It's going
to be. Yeah, we're going to milk it.
We're going to milk this story. Go ahead.
Facebook bans all content on vaccine awareness, including facts about vaccine ingredients. That fits right in. They must have known we were going to have a Cowan on today.
So Facebook is this like, what about the groups? Or, I mean, what is it? Is this ads or is this everything?
Everything. People posting stuff, ads, everything. Any kind of things.
Well, I know that in you know, have, God, time goes really
fast. Facebook announces it'll block all content on Facebook that questions the official dogma on vaccine. If they, if it goes against the grain on the vaccine, if somebody's saying don't take your vaccine shots, they're going to block it.
What if they say, I got my child a vaccine and now they're, you know, retarded?
It's blocked. They ain't going to let that out. Anything negative about vaccines, they're going to block it. The only thing they'll let through is, it's time to get your vaccine shots. Get them. Especially for you older people, get those four times the strength vaccine shot. That's what Wanda, that's what I'm feeling, I think Wanda and her husband got.
Because they're a little bit extra.
That extra, and now she's, I hope she's alive. That's what I hope so. Oh.
That makes me, that vaccines gets me hot so quick.
Oh yeah. The damage that they done, and now they're really pushing to put the boots to us, you know?
Is that the, do you think that's the most important medical story? I mean, is there any medical story out there that's more important than that?
No. It affects the most people. Affects young people, affects middle-aged people, affects the elderly people, affects everybody.
Well, if you're sitting there, you know, on the other side, and you say, well, what do you mean? It hurt some people, but it's worth the risk. So for some people,
it's not worth the risk.
Okay,
because the cancer virus is in it, SP40 from the stuff that we were exposed to in the polio vaccine. And that's 98 million people back.
What was that scientist, the Merck scientist? He's sitting there laughing
right on TV. Right on the interview.
Have you ever heard that interview, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know if you have. The Merck scientist said, there was one side effect, the cancer virus, and they're laughing.
Yeah, the cancer virus.
The SB40, SBV40.
Right.
Sam Bravo Victor 40.
Just look it up.
You can look up that and you can see, you know, and then you'll see, of course, now on Google, if you look that up, the first 10 pages will be about how that's nonsense.
That's right. Misinformation. Yeah,
and then you get about five or six pages down and then maybe you can find the interview with that, with that Merck scientist.
Yeah. You probably can't find the Merck scientist on Google or
no, you can find. I think you can find it, but it's not like right there. It's not right there.
Yeah, 98 million people were exposed. They estimate, and that's from the CDC saying it themselves. You know, it's not like one of us saying it.
Okay, what would be a bigger? You could say, well, cancer is a bigger medical issue than vaccines. You could say maybe 5G. Some people think the 5G is.
Well, 5G is not in, so I don't think they're gonna. A lot of places are just saying no. You're not putting it in. Fiber optics is 100 times faster than 5G. Anybody tells you that is crazy. We saw that the guy who worked for it the other day. He said it's five times faster.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. Gives off no radiation. So safe. He says everybody should be pushing for underground.
We should be running 5G throughout the world.
Throughout the country.
Throughout the country, at least.
Absolutely.
This is a lot like the railroad industry. Remember, was it Goodyear?
Goodyear.
Was it Goodyear?
Yeah, Goodyear.
Here, we got a caller. Why don't we tell that? Here, I'm going to write that down. All right. We're going to talk about that story on the other side. That is a fascinating story.
Sure is.
About the trains. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a caller. We got the Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, you are live on the Power Hour. Welcome back.
Yeah, on that thing I called in about, it reminded me when you guys were doing your commercials, I think curcumin was one of the things on that list they're trying to keep them from being able to use. But I just happened to have, I had downloaded a list of vaccine excipient summaries. Mm-hmm. You can get this at IngridCastlesVacLib.org.
Say that again. You cut out a little bit. Say that again.
VacLib.org.
Back meaning like your back, like the back, you know, where your spine. You mean back?
VACLIB.
Oh, VacLib. I'm sorry, Victor Alpha Charlie Lib. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
org. It's she's just got a whole lot of good information on there. But the excipient list, and if that doctor comes on, if you do get a hold of him,
yeah, we'll
would you
see.
Ask him if he can address the vitamin K shot? Because even though it's not a vaccine, they give it to babies in the delivery room, or, you know, and I heard that that actually contains a lot of aluminum and polysorbate 80. Do you know what polysorbate 80 is?
It's a sterilant. I know it ends up being a sterilant, but go ahead.
No, it's an emulsifier.
Right, but it ends up in humans, it ends up sterilizing them. That's what anyway, go ahead.
And it's never been tested for injection into the blood. It's been passed for taking internally through your digestive tract, but they have never got FDA approval for injecting it straight into the blood, and yet they let them use it in vaccines.
Let me ask you, Sherry, I want to just... You know, you're obviously on top of this and sharp, and you're informed, and you're vocal, and you are a proselyter of the truth, you know, in this day and age. What do you think of all these, you know, Facebook starting to ban information, Google's changing their thing? What do you think when you see all this?
Well, I never used Facebook because, you know, because it's just a way of, what do they call it, Fed book?
<That's>
you know,
funny.
that's what Frank at AVR calls it, is Fed book. But
funny. I like that. I guess I call it Fed book.
You know what I don't know who I heard say this, but we ought to start calling Mark Zuckerberg Data, because don't you think he looks like Data?
Data, is it even from Star Trek? What do you mean?
Yes!
He looks like an automaton.
Yeah, he looks like a robot. Maybe,
yeah,
he's, not,
exactly.
Maybe he's just a robot.
But he does. He does look something like the way they had Brent Spiner made up.
Oh, that's funny. Well, obviously, yeah. You know, you not using it, but I mean, does this make you, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm sitting here, I'm very concerned, and this seems like a control grid similar to China. We just seem like we're about a decade or so behind China. That's what it seems to me. I mean, do you see that also, or am I just up in the night?
Well, this social media crap, it's a two-edged sword. It's, they're trying to get around, like you say, our liberties, by getting us to do something that's voluntary. It's just like they say, you have no, what is it, when you're out in public, you have no...
right,
you know,
to privacy.
Privacy.
Expectation of privacy.
Yes. And that's the same thing if you're actually voluntarily doing something like that. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, that's, you know, right to privacy, meaning somebody watching you, and that's not, but that's different than somebody taking a facial recognition scan of you and taking your identity and then identifying. That's a Fourth Amendment search to me. That's not, you know.
Oh, I agree. You know, I guess we can all put on masks, huh?
Well, that's what they're doing in Hong Kong.
They sure
then,
are.
Then they made masks illegal.
Yeah, illegal.
What do you, where do you see this going? I mean, are you as concerned as I am? I mean, are you feel like there's obviously a lot of positive going on. People are waking up to this. What is the end game here?
Well, I'm really concerned about the, you know, the generation that grew up using all these, this stuff, and you know, like my grandchildren, and because they don't think anything's wrong with it.
They're all brainwashed.
I'm currently reading a book on 5G and all this stuff, and it just, you know, I don't know where to hide. I mean,
well, we can't. I think we're kind of learning that we can't hide. That's kind of what we're learning. All we can hide is in God. We can hide in God. I think we're going to be forced. I think it's just like the 1770s Patrick Henry's speech. You know, what are we delusional? Are we going to have false siren song of hope? Are we going to be stronger in the future when they take our guns? Are we just going to let this go and think everything's going to be okay? I mean, that's the way I feel.
Yeah. But anyway, if you could, if you do get a hold of Dr. Cowan,
ask about Biden K shot.
Anything about the, because it was a tremendous amount of aluminum in it. And, you know, now it's my understanding that aluminum is used as a adjuvant in a vaccine, but why would they put it in a vitamin K shot?
I don't know. Maybe they'll say for preservation as a preservative.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's ridiculous. Maybe.
That's,
I don't know.
That's criminal. You know?
Well,
and,
you know, if you were in China right now, they would strap you down in a chair and question you for criticizing the authorities, Sherry. You're really showing yourself to be a thought criminal, Sherry. I'm really disappointed in you.
Yeah.
And if you said the wrong things, there goes your organs.
The people that you were talking about, your friends that or relatives or something. Now, were they old enough to get the high dose? See, I think the one they're giving to older people.
Yeah,
they're older, so I don't know.
Okay, I heard the one they're giving them is a high dose, and according to this list. It says egg protein, oxal phenol,
ethoxylate,
sodium phosphate, buffered isotonic sodium chloride solution, and formaldehyde. Now, they've got one in here and they don't have these ingredients alphabetized. So usually when they list them on the amount of, the more they have of something in it, it's first out, you know?
Yeah, closer to the beginning.
One of the flu ones, it's the first ingredient is monosodium glutamate.
Yeah, what in the world is that doing in there? That's crazy.
No,
Sherry, I so appreciate your call and calling in. Anybody want to call in? 844-769-2944. Anything else? Last thought is yours. Then we're gonna go and talk about Goodyear.
No, that's all I had. Bye.
Thank you so much, Sherry. God. Now, Sherry, I want you to know before you go, if we can get 10% of the population on an issue who are convicted, willing to proselyte, and are immune to resistance, then that will eventually become the majority opinion. So you know, please understand how important you are. You're obviously convicted. You're obviously willing to proselyte and to open your mouth. And so just never forget that. And everybody can do something. So you're very important and very special, Sherry. Know that.
That is correct.
Yeah, she's gone. She's gone. Okay. We got about 2 or 3 minutes before the break. Let's we were talking about trains before.
Trains and planes.
And automobiles.
And automobiles.
Steve Martin.
Good movie.
Tell a little bit about Goodyear. That was a fascinating story about the trains.
Well, the trains, that was about the 1900s.
So the mid-1800s to the early part of
1900s.
Trains
dominated.
Were everything.
They went everywhere. They were the way we transported our goods around the country.
What it was 1876, I think, Promontory Point in Utah when the West and East connected.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I can't remember. That golden spike lasted about 3 seconds in the ground.
And somebody picked that right up.
Picked right up. Yep.
Yeah, I would too. So anyway, trains were everywhere throughout America.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, if you wanted to transport something, that was progress. America had this quote, manifest destiny or whatever you want to and they call
have,
it.
They have a great rail system that traveled to all the major towns and a lot of the small towns. And if you, and that's how America got built, was if a train was coming your way, you know, you built a town around it.
Right.
You know?
So a train came through, so here's a town.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
You know, so anyway, trains were everywhere in America. Mm-hmm. Transport, you know, now talking about now, the idea of, the idea of, what's it, like monorails and all those kind of things and what have you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking about public transportation. We had the infrastructure.
We did.
We had the most complete infrastructure you can imagine in the 1900s, at least for the population that was there. It was everywhere, especially in the Northeast, especially in the industrialized North, in the parts of the South. I mean, they needed to transport cotton. They needed to transport people, whatever. It was everywhere.
It was.
So then when the car was invented, you know, obviously that put a kink in that. Now they needed highways.
They needed highways.
And
needed
a lot of the highways went side by side to the railroads because they just put it, you know, that was the way to go, what have you. And then
those old Model Ts, you could drive over a person. They had their wheelbase was so high, you know?
Yeah.
That's like a modern car.
Yeah.
You had to go through big bumps back in those days.
Yeah.
Big potholes.
So anyway, so then the car started to gain popularity. Goodyear started to sell tires.
Right.
So tell everybody what Goodyear decided to do.
How can we sell more tires?
The music's about to start.
All right.
So Goodyear had the bright idea, how can we sell more tires?
Yeah. And they did. And they implemented it, and they did a great job.
And we'll talk about that on the other side. But anyway, it just goes to...
American ingenuity.
Well, I also thought of that because the fiber optic wire. Because I thought about, we should have fiber optic wires everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Anyway, there's the music. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Uncle Kevin and myself and you on the other side. Give us a call. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Some of these specials that we have, Oxy Powder, Detoxidine, Detox Foot Pads, Vegan Safe B12, all on sale. Lateral Flora is back by popular demand. You wanted the probiotics that was in the pill form. And we have those. Global Healing Center, all on sale. Dr. Group, I think he's going to come on later this week, so that's fantastic. Strauss Natural Products, the Heart Drops, the Smooth Oregano, the Cold Storm, all on sale. The Vitamir Oral Health Bundle, you can get the, I like the CoQ10 toothpaste. The Children's Toothpaste, I really like that because of the taste. Yeah. But the CoQ10 toothpaste I like because, you know, the connection to the heart that we talked about in the news and all that. Also, new customers, you get a 10% discount off their first order of anything. Using the code FIRST10 at checkout, FIRST1010 at checkout, or if you call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, ask for the discount. We thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases. ThePowerMall.com, there's something there that you can use that can help and bless and benefit your life. We thank you for, again, for your purchases, your donations, your prayers. We need them. You need to give them to us. We're in this together. Also, if you'd like to, people are always wanting us to give out the snail mail address. It's funny they call it snail mail now. Went from the Pony Express to now, now it's called snail mail. The Power Hour, care of P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri 65706 is the zip. Care of P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri 65706. That is the address there. Apparently, we got some crossed off with Dr. Tom. We may get him and we may not. I don't know. Todd, there's any word? We're just still in the same position. Oh, sorry. So he is calling back. So we'll get him here in just a second. Oh, that's good. Very good. Let's get, why don't you tell real quick, finish your story about Goodyear.
Well, the train went through, had a network all through the United States, and they delivered their goods. Once they got to a city, the trucks would deliver it from the city to groceries or whatever it would do. So Goodyear, the muckety-dukes at Goodyear said, how can we
sell more tires
because most everybody ran on Goodyear tires. So they started to go into these little towns and started to throw money around. You know, we'll give you X amount of dollars if you'll tear up your railroad tracks. So, you know, people started tearing up their railroad tracks, and instead of the railroad bringing the goods. Now trucks started to bring the goods into the town, and it just spread out all across the United States. That with their money and influence, that they and the unions, the truck unions helped too.
So the network that was there, the infrastructure that was there and built, was basically ripped up.
Ripped up.
So that's why I was
bribery.
Wondering. Yeah, through bribery.
Through bribery.
What have you. We have Dr. Tom Cowan. We do have him, Todd. Oh, we're very excited. He's one of my favorite guests. He's one of the foremost writers about vaccines, about different things. He has a new book called Cancer and the New Biology of Water. Thomas Cowan, MD. Welcome back to the Power Hour, Dr. Tom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. We've been waiting with bated breath here. I'm telling you, our audience really likes you. We're really excited to have you on today.
Yeah, I got screwed up a little bit about the time, so that was my mistake.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again sometime. Let's just, I'm not sure where to start. I do have a couple questions our audience did want me to ask you because we're on time. Let me start there, and then we'll get to your new book about cancer. Vitamin K shot, how is that different from vaccines? Does it still have some of the same ingredients in it? Tell us what you know about the vitamin K shot.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't even really know all the ingredients in them. I mean, it's different from a vaccine because it doesn't, it's basically just giving you a product, not trying to stimulate your immune system. But I think I'm going to have to say there's probably people who are better able to speak about vitamin K than I am.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. One of our callers wanted us to ask you that. Let me ask you this, or let me tell you this and then ask you. We've had lots of people, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, she's a big fan of yours, by the way. Many other people have been on talk about vaccines. You gave the greatest description of how vaccines work I've ever heard. Can you please, in a Reader's Digest version, explain how vaccines work and maybe why we should question them?
So the answer to why vaccines work, you have to get a little bit into the background of how our so-called immune system works in the first place. So if you'll let me do that for a few minutes, I think it'll make sense to your listeners.
Of course, absolutely.
So basically, and by the way, this version I'm going to say has some holes in it and some flaws, but let's just go with it for now, and then if we need to, we could talk about some of the flaws. But basically, when we encounter a viral infection, let's say chickenpox, that we haven't encountered before, so we have no memory of this virus. The virus gets into our cells and infects hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of cells. So now you have these cells that are made dysfunctional because they have this virus inserted into them. So the body tries to get rid of them. In fact, it does get rid of them. And it does this by making a cell-mediated immune response. It's called cell-mediated because it's based on the white blood cells. And basically, the white blood cells go in and digest those infected cells and then excrete them through the various excretory pathways. So the important point to realize about this is the cell-mediated response is what we call being sick. So in other words, it's not the virus per se that makes you sick. It's the virus that stimulates your cell-mediated response to clear the infected cells. And it does that through mucus and through fever and through cough and feeling lousy, et cetera. And the reason I know that is because you can infect somebody with any virus and then suppress their cell-mediated response, and they won't get sick. You could kill them, but they won't be, quote, sick. And on the other hand, you can stimulate a cell-mediated response without any infecting agents, and the person will be, quote, sick. So it's the cell-mediated response that's what we call sick. So that happens. It takes usually about 7 to 10 days. You've cleared the virus. Now you've reconstituted your cells. Everything's normal again. And then your body says, I don't want to do that over and over again. You know, every time you get a chickenpox virus, you get sick again 7 days. That could go on, you know, twice a month for your whole life. So we, over the eons, we've developed a second arm of our immune system called the antibody or humoral arm of the immune system. And that's based on, we make antibodies to one of the unique sections of that virus. So if we ever encounter that virus again, we tag it and we get rid of it before it gets into our cells, and there will be no sickness required. So in other words, the antibody part, you don't feel anything. It takes maybe 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes a little longer. You make antibodies, and the important point is when both of those things happen in that order, first cell-mediated, then antibody, generally speaking, you're immune for life. And so that's how our immune system works. One of the flaws that I mentioned is it turns out there are people who are born without any ability to make antibodies. And it seems like as long as they go through a robust cell-mediated reaction, they also can be immune for life. So that's one of the flaws.
Let me pause right there. I think that's an extremely important point. We're told that vaccines are safe and effective by the pharmaceutical industries, and they're effective at creating antibodies. But what you're telling me is that the long-term immunity is not necessarily directly tied to antibodies, that it's outside of that.
Right. So the basic point here is, without going through both steps, first cell-mediated, then antibody, for the vast majority of people, and this is an important point, you will never be immune for life. And that's not me saying that. That's the whole rationale for boosters. In fact, we know even some of the numbers. We know that, you know, with, for instance, a measles vaccine, about 5% never develop antibodies because they never go through the cell-mediated immune response. And then about 0.5% to 1% per year of life will lose the antibodies, so that when you're 30 and you had the measles shot at, say, 2, you have a 28% chance of no longer having antibodies, and therefore you're not immune anymore, even though it is actually not true that antibodies equal immunity if they come from a vaccine. But let's say they do. Even if they do, 28% of the 30-year-olds and 48% approximately of 50-year-olds, you know, if it's 1%, if it's 0.5%, it's 24% of 50-year-olds will no longer have antibodies because they didn't go through the two steps. And what you're alluding to is that two-step process has been going on for I don't know how many years, but a long time. And that's how we react to every viral infection, until vaccines. The whole theory of vaccines, and I can't emphasize this enough, is, well, we don't want the cell-mediated because that's unpleasant, uncomfortable. It's what we call being sick. The parents would complain if every time they went in for a vaccine, the child was sick for 7 days. So they're engineered to make a antibody reaction without a cell-mediated reaction. That's the whole point of vaccines. Now, that's unprecedented. We never had that situation where we make antibodies without clearing the virus first. So, I mean, God knows what's going to happen with that. But the other thing that's important to know here is, if you just inject somebody with, you know, if you ask most doctors, so what's in a vaccine, they would say the antigen, that means the part of the chickenpox virus that you're reacting to, you know, salt water, saline, and a preservative. The trouble is, if you just inject vitamin C as a preservative and saline and an antigen, your body doesn't react. It doesn't make antibodies. So you have to put what's called an adjuvant, which is a word that means helper, which has to be a poison, like aluminum or formaldehyde or, you know, dead fetal DNA or, you know, on and on and on, all these other ingredients. A lot of them are adjuvants, And what they do is they stimulate you to make an antibody reaction. Now, the hope is that the antibody reaction will be against what you just injected. In other words, against chickenpox. But there's no way that you can inject somebody with aluminum, which is the usual antigen, the usual adjuvant. It's not specific for that antigen. So you will make antibodies to a lot of things, like maybe your joints, or maybe if there's fetal DNA from, you know, a joint tissue, you'll make antibodies to joints, and then you'll end up with rheumatoid arthritis. The point is that the point of a vaccine is stimulating antibody production. And then the flip side of that is if you look at autoimmune disease, include eczema, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Hashimoto's, et cetera, 150 million people in the U.S., those are all characterized by excessive antibody levels. So the obvious question to ask is, how did we end up with so many people with too many antibodies? And, you know, at the risk of sounding like a smart aleck, my usual response is, that was the whole point of the vaccine program. So it worked.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let me interject. I obviously have a million questions. Just yes or no. Do vaccines contain dimerosal still, mercury still?
Yes. Some.
Do some of them or all of them, I don't know, do they contain, you mentioned fetal tissue, do they contain aborted fetal tissue or fetal cells?
Some of them, yes.
Do you feel as a doctor, do you feel that there is obviously what you just said, a strong correlation between food allergies and vaccines?
I would say it's not so much my opinion, that's what the medical literature says.
Okay. All right, from your research and your perspective. Okay, that's a good clarification. Do you feel this idea of herd immunity? What is herd immunity? And when you hear doctors say, well, we have to have the vaccine right up for herd immunity, what is your response?
Besides that, it's complete nonsense, because as I just said, if you're talking about measles, so the CDC says we have to have 95% of the people immune from measles to have so-called herd immunity. So they also publish that the primary failure rate, is a certain percentage of people will never develop antibodies no matter how many times you inject them. So that's the published number is 4.7%. So in other words, if you vaccinate 100% of the people, the maximum immunity you could get would be 95.3. So that's a little bit above 95%. But then
that's using their statistics. That's using
their
statistics.
The secondary failure rate is reported by peer-reviewed science as between 0.5 and 1% per year. So let's just use the lower number, so 0.5%. So in other words, when you're a 30-year-old, you'll have approximately a 15% of the 30-year-olds are no longer immune to measles. Which means, and then if you do this complicated calculus, you know, equations to figure out, because there's 10% of the population is 60-year-old, blah, 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 right? It gets complicated. It's about 30 to 40% of the population at any one time can't possibly be immune to measles. So there's no chance of getting herd immunity. No chance.
At least not from vaccines. So there's at least no way from vaccines. Okay. Let me
now, what happens is the only real thing that has to do with herd immunity was once something like measles is in the population long enough, what happens is the children between 3 and 7, they're the only ones who get measles because of two things. One is the babies don't get it, which is one of the worst times to get it, because the mothers have immunity, i.e. antibodies for life, which they then pass to the babies through their breast milk. So the first year you're covered because of so-called passive immunity, which means babies get it through the breast milk. And then you start getting children getting measles, and then because they all get it, everybody over 10 is immune, just like supposedly everybody born between before 1956, which is me, they were immune for life from measles because we all had it. Now so the worst times to get measles, as an example, is the first year in life and then when you're over, say, 40 to 50. So all those people, when measles circulated in the population, they were all immune. That's herd immunity. Now, none of the babies are immune because the mothers typically don't have any more antibodies to pass through the milk, so the babies are now vulnerable. And second of all, because of this thing called secondary immune failure, the antibodies wear off, so now all the 50 and 60-year-olds are once again immune to measles. And the point of this is, if I was the head of the public health or the CDC, I would be worried sick about what's about to happen, because I've now converted a population that essentially had eradicated the danger of measles before the vaccine into a time bomb. And there's no way out of this. And when people, they like to say, oh, well, Tom, tell us what to do, you know, tell us how to protect ourselves that when we're 50. So here's the reality. There isn't a way, because the vaccines don't work when you're 50. They cause a whole lot more side effects even than they do as a child. They typically only last for about a year. And again, I would be worried sick if I was in charge of this mess, because I don't see the way out.
I'm going to ask you a very important question, because this debate, and this has gone back and forth, Facebook is now, what you're saying, you know, it's a good thing we're on radio and we have this show. Facebook has now said they're going to censor all content like this. So if, for you to say what you were saying on Facebook, very shortly, they would just cut it out. So in 2020, they would just, you couldn't even see it on Facebook. The debate about vaccines, vaccine safety, of course, we hear autism, we hear all these things, we hear allergies, blah, 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 blah. I have never heard anybody to put in such simple terms how the immune system works and where vaccine's role is in this immune response. I've never heard it. I think it's the best I've ever heard. I think it's extremely important. The question is now, why in the world is the whole medical community, seemingly, other than people like you, pushing vaccines like it's God's gift to the earth?
It's a great question, and B, it's in a way not the question for me, right? Because I don't know. I mean, I'm not them.
Let me put it this way: as a medical doctor, can you think of any legitimate reason? Is there any legitimate reason that there should be the push for vaccines and the force in schools in California, especially other states? Is there any legitimate medical reason in your mind that should be going on?
No. But there's reasons why it's going on. I can speculate, if you want, on the reasons. But as far as whether I think that's a healthy thing, the answer is no.
Now, I don't want to put you in a compromising position. I know you're still practicing, and we love what you do. Chicken pox. Okay, when I was little, my friend got chicken pox.
I'm already in a compromised position. Don't worry about it.
Okay, all right. Well,
really,
we only got about 2 minutes. I really want you on again where we can talk more, Dr. Tom. You're one of my absolute favorite guests on vaccines, you and Dr. Tenpenny. When I was little, my friend got chicken pox. My mother put me with my friend, so I would get chicken pox. When she was little, the neighbor down the street got measles, so my grandmother put her and my uncle with that neighbor so that they got measles too. Now, I never got measles. Not that I don't think so. I never got measles. It was, like you said, it was kind of almost out, this idea of, well, vaccines are going to save everything, blah, blah, blah. And, why are we risking now chickenpox? I don't even hear of chickenpox anymore. Are we risking the same thing with measles that we are with chickenpox? I mean, you said there's a disaster waiting. I'm putting all this together, and I'm real concerned.
There's what we have is a whole, you know, in my book, I said, so when what happened to the Native Americans, so they were in a situation where they were what's called naive to measles, which means when they first encountered it, the babies weren't immune because the mothers didn't have it, and the old people weren't immune because they didn't get it as children. Now, they were okay for a while, but once we basically cut off their food supply and their way of life, right? So we essentially starved them and, you know, essentially culturally obliterated them, which makes them more susceptible. And then the children, the babies got it and the old people got it, and then they had a disaster. So ironically, we've turned the Americans back into the Native Americans before they got used to measles. We have an immune compromised, poorly nourished, poisoned population, which has no cultural identity, and now they have no immunity when they're at the worst times to these serious illnesses. That's a recipe for a problem.
There's the music. Todd, turn that music down. Just real quick, we got probably 20 seconds, Doc. Yes or no, does the measles vaccine give children immunity?
Temporary, yes.
Okay. With
lifelong,
risks.
Lifelong, no.
Okay, basically
with risk.
You're saying with risks. Okay.
With risks, and partly the risks are not getting the benefit of going through the disease.
Your immune system doesn't develop. Yeah, so your immune
system. Right. We know that people who get measles have less cancer, less heart disease, less autoimmune disease than those who don't get measles.
All right. The book is Cancer
in the
New Biology of Water. Dr. Thomas Cowan, great author. Loved him. Sorry we got him on late. Doc, we'll have to see you soon, my friend. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health.
There.
Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.